This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What's it going to take to get you in that new car?
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There's never been a worse time to buy that gas-guzzling vehicle. Gas prices plus interest rates? Bad equation. For example, GM has a lot of those bigger cars and trucks and SUVs, and it's having trouble moving them. The automaker's sales could be even worse than last year. So this weekend, GM is telling people it's never been a better time to buy a car. Here's Bob Moon.
Luring customers into the showroom is proving to be a chronic challenge for American car makers.
Get 0% APR financing for 60 months.
Try as they might, they still can't seem to shake the habit of costly incentives.
$179 a month with zero due at signing.
Now General Motors is blaming weaker than expected sales for its return to 0% financing offers on many of its models. GM executives insist it's only a quick fix just for the upcoming holiday weekend, but it could be keeping would-be buyers hooked on the habit. At Washington University in St. Louis, business professor Lida Bigelow says customers have come to expect these deals.
And they hold off purchases in the hope that eventually manufacturers will indeed provide these incentives. That's been a pretty useful working assumption over the past couple of years.
Bigelow says for now, GM needs to keep the cash flowing while it improves its product lines. A GM executive stressed that point during a conference call with reporters, vowing the company can't and won't be dependent upon deep incentives. In New York, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Some towns in the Midwest have been on pins and needles waiting to hear from Honda. The Japanese carmaker has been mulling where to build its newest assembly plant. The lucky town gets 1,500 jobs. And the winner is? Well, here's Jocelyn Ford to tell us.
Honda has scheduled a news conference this morning for Greensburg, Indiana. That's one of the towns competing for Honda's auto plant. Ohio and Illinois were also in the running. The Honda factory is expected to be churning out cars within 2 years. It's part of the company's strategy of having 80% of its cars sold in the U.S. made in North America. Honda launched the plan in the 1980s when U.S. carmakers were calling for protection from their Japanese competition. Auto analyst Hirofumi Yokoi says bringing jobs to America is just as important today at a time when Detroit's big three are laying off workers.
Japanese automakers are getting more concerned about trade frictions between U.S. and Japan.
Honda plans to expand its sales in the U.S. by 16% over the next 4 years. And Yokoi expects Honda's U.S. profits to overtake profits made back home in Japan. I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
There's talk of a major takeover in the music business. The question is, who's taking over whom? Warner Music and EMI want to come together and join artists such as Coldplay and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but they can't agree on which company will call the tune. Back in May, Warner rejected a bid of $4.2 billion from EMI. Yesterday, EMI returned the favor, rejecting a bid of $4.5 billion from Warner. Back down go the markets. The Dow and the Nasdaq both lost more than a percent on Tuesday. The Dow fell 120 points to 10,924. The Nasdaq was off 33 to 2,100. The S&P 500 slid 11 points. And the Japan's Nikkei also fell today. The dollar lost value against the yen. This is Marketplace. Some bad news for children in this country from a new Annie E. Casey Foundation report. From the Work and Family Desk, Marketplace's Hillary Wickay has more.
The Kids Count report found more than 13 million children in poverty in 2004, an increase of more than a million in 4 years. And more children are living in families where neither parent is employed full-time. Douglas Nelson is president of the foundation.
Some of the progress we were making in the late 1990s has deteriorated.
Alan Berube at the Brookings Institution says that direction leads to bad results.
Parental income and parental work are correlated with a whole host of outcomes for children, like their behavior and eventually their own connection to the labor market.
The annual list of indicators does have good news. The teen birth rate has continued to decline and the high school dropout rate has improved. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
And the Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Medtronic, partnering with physicians and patients to manage cardiac disease with therapies that diagnose, monitor, and treat heart disorders. More at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. One of the toughest jobs in America right now, Hummer salesman. Americans are turning away from the road tanks at a time when gas tanks cost so much. So a couple of Detroit area dealerships are getting creative. They've come up with what they call the Mileage Maximizer. For about $200, this modification is supposed to make the Hummer more fuel efficient by 5 miles to the gallon. But GM is suspicious of dealerships altering its vehicles. There are lots of explanations for why oil prices are so high at the moment. Commentator David Frum has this one.
At more than $70 a barrel, the price of oil reflects more than just the surge of Chinese and Indian demand, more than just supply problems in Nigeria and Venezuela. Iran, the world's number three oil exporter in 2005, is aggressively pursuing a confrontation with the outside world. Iran is supporting anti-American insurgents in Iraq. It has threatened to wipe Israel off the map. It is developing nuclear weapons and has already acquired missiles that can hit Europe. But that behavior, disturbing as it is not what is spooking oil markets the most. Oil markets are most spooked by a more fundamental question. What does Iran want nuclear weapons for? The answer to that question takes us back 20 years. During the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s, Iran tried to apply pressure to Iraq's Arab financial backers, especially Kuwait, by firing missiles at their oil tankers as they navigated the Persian Gulf. The United States responded by allowing the Kuwaiti tankers to fly American flags, warning the Iranians that a missile launched at the tankers would be regarded as a military attack upon the United States. A tense naval confrontation followed and ended with the late Ayatollah Khomeini glumly accepting a compromise peace. Ask yourself this. If Iran had nuclear weapons in 1986, would the United States have reflagged those Kuwaiti tankers and defied the Iranians to shoot, if they dared? Seems unlikely. 20 years on, Iran is acting more the regional bully than ever. Unlike the brutish Saddam Hussein, Iran does not invade its neighbors, but it does try to frighten and coerce them, and they are very frightened right now. Those neighbors see a regional superpower rising next door, determined to control as much of the Middle East oil wealth as possible, and arming itself with nuclear weapons to deter an American protector from helping those neighbors. It's the oldest game in the Middle East. Who wants to be an oil monopolist? This week's contestant is Iran. And the failure to date of the United States and the West to contain Iranian ambitions is not just a geopolitical and strategic failure. Increasingly, it is becoming an economic failure that is driving interest rates upward and may yet push the world toward a financial crisis.
David Frum is a fellow with the American Enterprise Institute. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Foster care is set up to provide homes.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.